welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. Here we are backstage. Me, John Brand Wagner.
Hello.
Eric Olson.
Hello.
And who's that in the background? You're probably wondering. Oh, I hear a noise in the background, but I'm not sure who it is. Well, listen closely. I'm in Long Beach. Is that a hint? I opened up for someone tonight. Is that a help?
I mean, I would just ask them out. And they always said no. Until Rachel. Rachel was the first girl to ever say yes to me.
All right, that's Louis C.K. Yeah, you know, he doesn't shut up. He talks for an hour and 20 minutes last night. That's ridiculous. Anyway, I just opened up for him, and the crowd was me and Mary Mack, and the crowd was, it never ceases to amaze me how 3,000-some-odd people can get into a room and just be great. It's so intimate, because they're smart people that come out to see him, and that's what you get when you do comedy that doesn't feed idiots. You get people that are caring and overwhelmingly, you know, have some etiquette of social behavior. You know? Yeah, why don't you go do a bit how it's okay to say retarded and it's still good and it's 2017 and you're still defending that using the word retarded as an adjective and do a bit about that in your act? Yeah, imagine what you draw to your show. Yeah, people that have a real self-awareness of just decency and common courtesy. Anyway, how about a little social... social commentary right in the opening. Anyway, John Brand Wagner, stop it. He's making the sign where he wants me to go longer. He's like, do it longer. But we're back here. Everything's great. This was a fun show. This was an after show. We had Joe DeRosa, and then afterwards it was just a family show, and we genuinely had so much fun. This show was just real silly and real fun. Brand Wagner, what do you want to say?
I love you guys. Don't.
Okay, that's nice, see? Eric Olson, do you have anything you want to say?
Cantaloupe.
There you go. And you know what he means by cantaloupe. I want to say something. So I'm going to say, for those people that are trying to stay clean, because I got an email from someone that's been clean for 7 months, I want to tell you this. Even when you fall off the wagon, not that it's good if you do, and you get back on it, and you fall off it, and you get back on it. Every time you fall off it and you get back on it, you could be back on it for 3 days. You might think your family and friends have given up on you because they might not come to you and say, hey, we're so proud of you, because they just want to wait a little while. And, you know, they are. Because I know when my nephew went through it, that he had fallen off the wagon a few times. And when he got back on it 5 days later, we always genuinely thought, honestly, behind his back, what we said behind his back when he wasn't around is, we think he's going to do it this time. And eventually he did. And now it's been a long time. Long. I think 10 years. So I'm proud of you. You can do this. Go punch a, you know, go punch a wall if you have to. All righty. But you're going to do it. And it does get better. Right? You need that campaign more than I did. You're great. You're special. You're if you're bored, go Google Mr. Rogers. It'll make you smile. Other than that, I'll talk to you later. Enjoy the show. Goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
What show is this you're listening to right now? I don't know when we did it. This could have been a show we did a year ago. No, not a year ago, but it's just a show in space. It's out there. I mean, it's just roaming around. When did we do this?
Man.
When did we do this?
Triple this episode.
That's right. They say you have to be in the moment with your stand-up comedy. All I can think about is my loose tooth.
Hey, was that the name of your band?
the loose tooth. It's my back tooth. Every time I talk, it moves, and it's weird.
Is it 2:30?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, oh. We're loose tooth. You ready to rock? Bam, bam.
Dun, 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 dun. So what do? Jack it off your phone. Who gives a shit?
Hey. Not on this podcast.
Whoa. Not on this podcast. Hey. Not on this podcast.
So your kids haven't put out in a while.
My back tooth on the right-hand side, but everything's great. How's everybody?
Good.
My How's teeth everybody? Are also fake.
I want to... Hey.
Hey, at least
ones?
You guys have teeth.
Thank you.
Oh.
Hey. Why? How many do you have?
My two front teeth are fake.
Oh, did you get them for Christmas?
I did.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth.
My two front
Okay, hold on.
I'm very familiar with the joke.
That's what he walked in on.
Hold on 1 second. So my back tooth is
Did you get punched recently?
Oh my God, come to think
Do you want
to
be punched recently?
Just Who so doesn't? It'll come out? Who doesn't? I'm taking my time to get started. You good? Put your mic down. You're making me nervous.
We have to wait for 2:30.
Because then I can't relax. That's why it stands. We need stands. I told him that. He won't listen. Mic stands. When someone...
And Tom sits.
Who did that?
I can't say. We'd have to edit it out.
Oh, I know who. So this is the after show. I don't know what it is. Let's see. The microphone movement is driving me nuts, and my tooth is driving me nuts. But they say if you're honest, you can do a good show. You can't make pretend you're somewhere where you're not. Okay, now, can you straighten that out? And remember, it's my sickness. Hi, Todd Glass. but I don't know what to do to stop thinking about my tooth. See, here's the deal. I had those implants on four teeth, you know, where they drill mm-hmm. the pin into your bone. It wasn't as bad as everyone said it would be, or no one said anything. It was my
imagination.
Did you
get the drugs?
I didn't really, to be honest, I get Vicodin, but whenever I've had majorly dental work done, I need it for maybe a day and a half. They give no wonder people are addicted to it. They give you enough for a month. And you know what I do? I take the remainder and I save it for a special event. I have like, by the way, Joe DeRosa is sticking around for the after show. He's just chilling out in the background. So I think it's a good thing. Showing his mic off. That mic's broke. Yeah. if it's working, use it. But shit! There it is. See, it goes on and off.
Yeah.
Count to five. You'll hear what I mean.
1, 2, 3.
God damn it, Aristotle! You better get that fixed. I'm so fed up with it.
No,
you're fine. I love that you wanted to stick around.
I need to leave in a minute.
Well, then what the fuck didn't you leave before for?
Because
if you're leaving in a minute, you came to hang out for a minute?
Listen, I'm hanging out for a little bit. I didn't know when the...
My tooth is loose. Show a little compassion.
You know what I do?
I should tell the story to people that...
Because I save the Vicodin. Because I hear you. They give you too much.
Yeah.
Here's a good thing you can do with it. Is you go to a school, you sell it to the kids at the playground.
You know what? My sister-in-law said, Tyler, since it's your show, don't talk about recreational Vicodin. That's my nephew.
But now that you mention it.
Now that Eddie Pepitone said
now
Vicodin.
That it's out there.
Eddie Pepitone said Vicodin should have like a commercial. Come to think of it, I do have a sore neck. That would be the ad for them. But it gets people, and it's very addictive. And, you know, I'm just lucky that drugs aren't my thing to get addicted to. Food is. No, because I think by my age, maybe I shouldn't say this, because I know people battle with prescription drugs, and it's fucking hard. I would know it because me with food. That's where I get all my empathy from. What I can eat late at night is not good. If people saw it, they'd be horrified.
What do you eat late at night?
I don't want to talk about it. Okay, you want to talk about
it? Yeah,
that?
I do.
Okay. My mic's back on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
I can get off. Last night, I'll give you an example. And I told myself in the morning, you're going to be like, I know what it's like when I just am where I want to be with my weight. Everything feels better. Clothes fit better. You lost weight, right?
Yeah, but I need to lose some now because I gained weight.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. So last night, and I was going to be so good. I remember thinking, oh, you feel good today. Go tomorrow. Because once I get to the weight I want to be, then I can use my workout. I run every day. I can use that to maintain. Maintaining is easy for me. It's dropping it.
How much do you run every day?
700 pounds. I wasn't even listening. I run on the treadmill. I have no idea how far it is. I just run.
For how long?
An hour or two.
Hour or two?
Yeah, sometimes 2 hours if I'm really trying to.
You're not Jesus running Christ. The whole time.
Well, I'm at a for people that are like on the treadmill.
Like a fast walk?
No. I'll tell you on the treadmill what I'm at. It's definitely a jog. It's the beginning stages of a jog, and then I pick it up intermittently. But sometimes I'll slow down to like on the treadmill. Like if I'm at 4.0, I can like do it. I can talk on the phone. You don't even know I'm on it. But like I don't want to just do that. So I'll do that for 20. And then I'll pick it up. Who cares, right? So anyway, what was I talking about?
What you ate last night?
Last night, so I had, you know, I did the same thing. I ordered some sushi, not the best, but not the worst. 3 orders, because 2 ain't gonna do.
Wait a minute, you're like
no.
Food
I'm not
is
done.
Sushi?
I'm not.
That was warm.
I've only just begun.
What do you mean 3 orders? 3 rolls?
Yeah, that's not a big deal. If I would have eaten that and I got double salad, if I would have done that, it wouldn't have been the most nutritious dinner. But no, that's a good day. That's good. And I could, after that, had ice cream. And it still would have been good. I can eat so much and lose weight. It shows how much I eat. So then I had a peanut butter sandwich because I was just like, fuck it. I didn't need it. It was good. Then I had 3 waffles and dipped the fuck out of them in syrup. Frozen waffles. Put them in the... And then I wanted more. So there was one more type of bread. Oh! I took cheese garlic bread. No, garlic bread. Just regular garlic bread, 2 pieces, and made grilled cheeses. They were so fucking good.
Holy shit.
I put them in a frying pan, 2 pieces of – I made the one top, the one the bottom, put them in the – and it was like grilled cheese. It was
that real
can
thick
I thank you
Texas
for
toast garlic bread.
French toast, thick French toast garlic bread.
Can I thank you for –
grilled cheese
explaining
bread.
How a sandwich works. See, what I did was I took took a piece of bread on the bottom, put another piece on the top.
Yeah, well, I wanted everyone to picture it. I wanted everyone to picture it. So that's not a good day. And then, by the way, I think I went in back, had 2 more scoops of peanut butter. I did. Why am I saying I definitely did? Now, Joe, don't try to tell me that's okay.
Ice cream?
Oh, and I had... Oh, no, that was last night. Last night was another night. I thought I was going to do pretty good.
Weren't you talking about last night?
I can't stop eating ice cream. The night before is what I meant. Last night... I made these burritos. The problem was I didn't want them to get ice cream because I know they're going to have like a small amount. Put a little fudge on it. I finished the gallon. I poured the hot
gallon.
Fudge. Yeah, I finished it. They had a teeny bit each. And then what I did, I put the rest of the fudge right into the carton.
Yeah.
Duncan kept going. He kept catching me. I knew what he was doing. He's like, oh, are you hitting that ice cream again?
It sounds saying, like, are you stealing ice cream?
Are you stealing ice cream? And I kept saying, no, it's not even mine.
It sounds more like.
I don't know what that means.
It sounds more like you two need to start being like, hey, don't touch my fucking ice cream.
No, won't work. Nothing works.
Because sometimes he'll say, hey,
help
just
me.
Help me. And then he'll go, give me some of those. And I go, no. And he goes,
come on, stop it already. I was this afternoon. I wanted help. Now I don't want help. I'm a different man now.
Yeah. It puts us in an awkward situation because you're an asshole for not helping him.
Right. No, I don't. And by the way, let's make one thing very clear. I blame nobody. That's why the truth is I shouldn't even ask, hey, help me. No. I do it on my own.
We're not going to help you.
It's not your job to, nor should you. It's not, you can't place it on other people. So when I ask you to do that, I'm in the wrong by even asking. It's like, do it on your own. Don't ask your friends, because when you don't want to listen, what are they supposed to do? So you guys let me do what I want mostly, and I appreciate it. Well, I do, and I want M&M's. I don't want you going, but you, give me those fucking M&M's. I'll come over there and punch you in your face with a fuck.
It's fun for the money.
Thank you. Wow, there's nothing like a good place to anything that you want to do, but okay, so here's what I wanted to tell everybody. Joe, next time, I think we should just do a longer show. You know?
I was having a great time, and I was surprised.
I thought you had to go, to be honest.
I was surprised you cut it so short.
Can I be honest? I don't like... To George Carlin, this is why the safe word is good.
Yes.
I don't like to keep the guests... I do these long shows, so when I said an hour to you, I thought you were like, oh, yeah, that's enough. So I thought, I don't... That's why how I do it that way. So I go, so there's a lot of guests. Maybe they have somewhere to go. They have another show. So now I don't want them to think coming by here represents 2.5 hours to do a podcast, because people that really like to do the show might go, fuck, I'd like to do it, but I'm going to be there for 2.5 hours. So sometimes I'll just do shorter shows judging on the guest.
Right.
I explained that pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You're damn fucking right,
yeah,
I did.
Sure.
No, did I explain it really good?
Like,
nah, I feel like you're just saying it now. Nah, I feel like I didn't say it.
I wasn't sure, and then you explained it. I was like, oh.
No, are you just saying it?
You recorded it and like released it as a single.
It
people wow.
The instruction
it
manual,
like
this would be the amazing.
Oh, no, I didn't think it was that good.
Oh,
it was very good.
Wow.
It was almost musical in a way.
Oh, okay.
I keep catching glimpses of myself in the mirror, and I'm sick with myself.
Oh, no.
I'm sick the way I look.
Oh, God. Joe DeRosa.
I got to lose weight.
Joe, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true, but I've decided I might have body dysmorphia. And to show, I say this when I'm at a comedy club, if there's like a mirror. At Helium, there was a mirror behind the bar. So one night I go, just so you don't think I'm fucking playing games. Some nights I look in the mirror, I think I look fucking great.
Right.
I'm happy with what I look like. Fucking great, maybe that's an exaggeration, but pretty good. I'm like, wow, I look good. So I'll hand it up for myself. Other days, I think my sweaty, thick, disgusting, bloated skin.
I get that.
Yeah.
Oh, for me.
But I'm not, and then I know it's like in my head, how much better could I have looked, you know, an hour ago?
No, my head looks real fat in that mirror over there.
Oh, that's a fat
head.
How about we take a second to acknowledge John Brand Ragnar? Great work on this show. Waiting by with
John Wagner.
That's right, and Duncan Carey's here on the late show.
Duncan.
Oh, that's right.
On the Todd Glass Show, it's Duncan. He's on Twitter, you know. At Duncan Carey, spelled with 3 R's. Just keep Duncan on.
Guess what? Aristotle's here. Come on.
From the podcast, in for Katie Levine. Doing the production, if you know what I mean. Cause for 24 days we've been hanging out with Aristotle.
Oh, Aristotle, yeah,
oh,
I know Aristotle.
Yeah, Aristotle.
Well, he's been here way longer than 24
first there was Katie, and then
he's the one that sits behind the glass.
He's the one that sits behind the glass. Oh, Aristotle, sure, I know Aristotle, sure.
You know
you hit two at once.
Ah!
He hit two at once. He hit two at once.
Did you hear that?
Hey, Rosemary, that's why. Look, Mary, here's your son. Here's your son. Oh, Prince do it once.
Hey, guys, stop picking on me.
Eric Olson's back.
Me.
Eric Olson's back. Eric Olson's back.
Wow, you're
that
good
out
on the drums. Sorry, I told him not to. I didn't know he knew. I have nothing to do with the fader. Hey, if you know, if a Clampton married Clem Clampton, their
Baby
son would
Clampy
be Clem Clamp, Climpty Clampton.
Wow.
Wait, just make them up. They're just as easy. You don't have to make up real ones. If Judy Tenuta married Tuna Denuta, her son would be Junie Tenuta Denuta Denuta.
If Bob
no Hope one pays attention. If you just say it, they're going to go, I think they probably strung it together.
Will you do your, because I remember seeing you do this on Comics Only.
My dad's smoking. I have a cigarette ready.
I remember seeing you do this on Comics Only. Can you do your Don Rickles impression? Because I remember you used to go on Comics Only and do a Don Rickles impression.
I was obsessed with him. That's good. The lady sits. I don't feel like it's a good one anymore. Because it's like now everybody can, you know, just back to.
The line I remember is you go, and then the wife goes, let's go home and play with the dog.
Yeah, the wife sits in the shed with a beer going, brr. He used to be on Regis. Regis would go, does Frank Sinatra ever mention me? Regis knew how to just annoy him, which was great. Give him questions. He goes, no, he doesn't. Matter of fact, yes, he did, Regis. One time I mentioned your name, he picked up a baby grand piano and he heaved it to his wife. And he's not young anymore. Anyway, we have a great Rickles clip, but I want to try something.
If Rocky Balboa married The Rock, he'd be Rocky Rock.
Thank you.
If Bob Hope married Steve Jobs, he'd be Johnny Cash.
Yes. Oh, they're fun. Like, if Johnny Cash married Loretta Lynn, he'd be Johnny, I need Cash Lynn.
if Kris Kristofferson married Bob Dylan, it'd be a really good songwriting partnership.
There you go. That's true.
If Linda Blair married Schminda Blair, she'd be Linda Schminda Blair.
Yeah.
Right.
It is true.
Thank you. Do you have? They're easy to do if you want to come up with one.
If Maureen married Steve, he'd be your stepdad.
Thank you. If Chad Denick married Anthony Lennick, he'd be Chad Lennick.
No!
Enough with this bit.
Well, I got one.
Oh, sure.
If Christy McNichol married Chris Christie, she'd be Crystal McNichol Chris Christie.
That is good.
Joe DeRosa, you've let me down. Joe DeRosa.
This is not the show I have. I have a professional show, and I do serious interviews with a loose tooth.
You got a loose tooth?
Yes, and it's driving me nuts. And it's one of those implants. And I hope the stem that goes into my jaw is stern, but the top got loose. Otherwise, it means my bone rejected it after like 5 months.
Wait,
talking too much?
No. You lost me though. Your stem. What happened? You got the tooth put back in? What happened? It's being rejected. I'm not fucking with you. I swear to God.
I know you're not.
I really don't understand what you meant.
It's one of those implants where they put in the screw.
And they screw it into your jaw. So it's the closest thing you can get to a real tooth.
Okay.
And they screw it in your jaw. And then they literally drill in and they screw it in. And then your bone takes it. And then your bone, you know, it becomes part of your bone. That screw becomes part of your bone. The skin grows around it. And it grabs around it. I can't imagine after 3 months that part would come out, because that would suck. That would mean they'd have to take it out and then start taking a bone marrow and filling it and putting more bone back in that area so they can screw into it again. They can't screw. So I'm just hoping the top is loose. How after 3 months would my bone reject it? So I had to talk about it. You know what? Once you talk about it.
If it's missionable, it's manageable.
I feel like it's true. I feel like it's true, you know? Play something. What do you got? Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Perfect. God damn it. Do we thank John Brewer? I feel like he might feel like he's not loved.
I feel the love all the way here in the booth.
Thank you.
Can you feel the love?
I got something.
Edit that out.
I got something. Play, I know what people want that listen to the show.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
Wow.
Have you been taking singing lessons?
You've been messing where you shouldn't be messing.
There you go.
Now someone else is getting all your best.
This is my dad.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Bing, 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 bing.
That's your dad?
No.
How is your dad?
My dad's, hello? You know, everybody talks about how funny 9/11 was.
It's one for the money, two for the show.
Wow. God damn. Look at John Brand Wagner on fire tonight. On fire. He's on fire.
I was at the Alamo Draft House. You ever been to one of these?
The Alamo Draft House? Oh, yeah.
It's like a battle to even get in there.
It's one for the money, for the show.
Hey, have you ever been to these Alamo Draft Houses? Seriously.
Yeah, I've been there.
Jesus, it's a battle to get in there.
It's one for the money, for the show.
Well, that's how good they are.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Duncan?
Hey, do you guys remember the Alamo Draft House?
Oh, yeah, of course I do.
It's one for the money, two for the show.
Well, you've heard of the battle.
The battle of the Alamo Draft House?
The battle of the Alamo Draft House.
Sure I have.
Yeah, well, I got in there.
Wow.
It's one for the money, two for the show. Peter get her head out.
I want to give everyone a treat.
You guys are leaving out the tag, though.
What
the tag to the bit.
Oh, what's
yeah,
the...
I'll scalp you, you fuck.
Oh.
That's the tag. Money, for the show.
hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I always get nervous. Hey, have you guys heard of the Alamo Draft House?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the...
Why do you ask us if we've heard of it?
We're in it now.
Well, it's a... What's... What do I...
It's
what,
a battle.
It's a battle to get in there.
It's one for the money.
Yeah.
For the show.
It's a tag.
No, it's a battle to get in there. I'll knife every fucking one of you.
It's one for the money.
No, is that wrong?
For the show. Beating in her head out.
I'll scalp every one of you.
I'll scalp you, fuck.
I don't believe in violence. But I'd like to sure squeeze somebody's big face if they were doing something wrong.
Hot dog!
Hot dog is right. Okay, let's have a serious show. Let's not be stupid. I don't do stupid shows. No, I don't anymore. I used to, but now I grew up. Yeah. I don't have a podcast where we run around like fucking idiots. We have an agenda. Now, next time Joe... See, Joe, isn't that great that I use the word? I love the word to George Carlin because you know I meant it when I said the whole thing of judging how long somebody, you know, can stay. I have to figure out a great way to do it because this has happened a few times.
I,
can I, just for my own head?
Yeah.
So I, because later I don't want to go, I think I read that right. If I would have said to you, hey, Joe, can you do an hour and a half? You would have said, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I figured.
Yeah, I would have.
Too late now.
I'm gonna
play it back how you sounded.
Fucked it all up because your head's up your ass as usual.
You know what? The nicest thing you say to me.
I love that you say to George Carlin, he's my hero. He's my favorite.
Did you ever meet him?
I talked to him on the phone once for 5 minutes. And he gave me...
Hello, George.
Is this a landline or something?
I'm sorry. Hey, George, it's Joe DeRosa. Yeah. Me and Andy Scarpadian are coming over.
That's wild stuff.
Hey.
I've heard of talking on the phone, but talking through the phone?
The phone?
Phone? But by the way... I didn't wait till he died to be appreciating him.
What?
But I certain George Carlin. But I certainly learned a lot more of him after he died. Like, you know, because now you're really watching his body of work. And
see, I was into him from the jump.
Well,
I didn't.
Are you better than me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know. I knew it was. Thank you for being honest. Some people go, "Oh, I'm not saying that." You go, "Yeah."
That's what's your favorite Carlin bit?
The one where he he's fluffy.
It's one for the money, two for the show.
Cut you off so I don't turn the music off.
Holy shit.
You know what? I can think of a lot. The bit he did about, I don't know. Oh, the religion stuff really grabbed me because it was the first person, you know, him talking about believing in the sun and if God does have a plan, we at least got to admit it's a shitty one. You know?
Right,
he's
right.
He's like going, come on. Like, we're okay, right. Even if I give in to that, even if I go, no, there is a God with a plan, that's pretty meeting in the middle. You at least have to say it's not a great plan.
Right.
Where, people, you know, get murdered.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you. That's a great bit.
And then,
Jammin' in New York is my favorite hour.
It's an amazing hour of comedy.
That's my favorite.
Is that the one where he comes out and he goes, "You go now"? I was at this Chinese buffet in Vegas.
This guy doesn't know his comedy.
It's one full
that's
of
the
money.
Same one, right?
It's Wayne Newton, everybody. I love Wayne Newton. I wish he could do more singing.
I love Wayne, and I love John Panette. It was just funny to do Carlin doing "You Go Now."
John Panette, I've said this was adorable.
Yes,
it was the best feeling was if you went out to dinner with John Panette because you got waited on like the closest you'll ever get like to know what like Frank Sinatra feels like because I think if he walked into a restaurant, four people or five knew they were getting at least $50 each. Like to him, it was like some people. I really do. I think it was he enjoyed that process. You know, meanwhile we're sitting in there. I'm like, "You sure it's all right if I get dessert?" And they're all like, "Of course." You know. And then we find out the restaurant's been closed for an hour. But, you know, John Panette sits in the corner, and there was this like big thing we found out we all wish we got this one big steak, you know. So we all get something else because I'm like, it might be too much. And then for an appetizer, they bring the steak out. He goes, I knew we all wanted it, so I got one for everybody. Oh, I'm like, thank you. Exactly. Oh, I reached in. We all took some. It was gone in a minute. We all wanted that. We all got. And then one time at the gym, he came by. He goes, I told Alex that story. He goes, you got to admit, that makes me really proud of John, because, you know, that's not a story I hear that often. I saw John Panette at the gym, you know. affectionately, he said that. I go, Alex, he saw me, of course, always pleasant, and then he came back later. He goes, like, he didn't want to bother me. Like, he wanted to do this so quickly. Meanwhile, he could have stayed and talked for 10 minutes. I would have been happy. But he goes, I got your juice. I'm going to run. They're so good here. And then he got me this mix of juices, and it was fucking great, you know. But he, like, he was already handing it to me, but he was leaving. Like, I'm not going to interfere with your space.
That's
just
sweet.
Here you go. And that became our running joke of, like, the guy tells the somebody he needs to drink a lot, you know, you gotta hydrate yourself. And then, like, he's doing it with milkshakes, you know. The guy, his doctor, thank you. I'll tell you it's all right. I'll tell you the other day, hey. My sister, she's not too good either. You know? Just let's do the rim shots for a while. My sister, she's not too good either. My brother, he's no winner.
Is this from your act at the bar?
This is from my where? Yeah, this is. Oh, no, then it would be. My mom's a horrible. Oh, yeah, I did those jokes already on the early show. I'll tell you, my sister's not too great either. And my mother, she's no prize.
My dog, he can't eat anything.
Yeah, hey. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, my
right?
doctor, you know my doctor, Vinny Bubai. He's like, you're a mess.
Yeah.
My hamster's got a bad leg.
What are you going to do, right? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what, my sister's coming for dinner.
I moved next door to a Jew.
My car, it's got three tires.
I'll tell you, I moved next door to a Jew. Edit it out. Edit his out. Seriously, please, edit his out. I want people not to have heard that he did it first.
And then you do.
And then everybody overlap, and I'll do it again. Will you? Is this sad? Will you? Please. By the way, you know I'm kidding. This is the part.
Yes, I know you're kidding. Stop
because
it.
I had to put a preempt on the show that goes, whenever he says edit it out, because I thought there were some people that would ask me in emails about the editing out. But to me, it's funny, the audacity to go, can I redo that joke and ask these guys to fix
it? Oh, wait, that's how high I am, because I stopped for a minute because I thought you were really telling him to edit.
Oh, no, no, no. No. There'll be no editing in this. Why? Wow, I have a stuffed nose and a loose tooth. Well, maybe. Whoa. I should just write a country song. Don't be rude.
That's mean. He's not feeling well.
Wasn't funny at all.
Seriously,
no,
that's
disrespectful.
That's
not the kind of humor we do.
That's not, well, you know what? You're supposed to compliment us, not interrupt us. And that, okay,
you're like
what
attacking
I'm
him.
You're
John.
John.
You're
John. John.
John. This is aggressive.
This is why your mother listens to the show and gets upset with you. Because why don't
no,
I? And I want to. Let's address
the
this.
Timing is
let's
even wrong.
And Aristotle, you're not helping. Let's address this for real. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me address this for real. This is why when you think this is funny, because you're going to impress Joe DeRosa, no one can think, I don't want to work with a guy like that. And people go, well, if this is real, why would I edit it out? Because people on the show, if I edit it out, I hide a part of you that our audience should know. And this is the. Everything else about you, John, to be honest, I adore you. You're the fucking best thing that ever happened to this show. You're one of the,
not like you.
You're one of the best. We like you. We love you. Like, we all love when you're around. This
well,
is
Aristotle,
not,
don't think you're getting
Aristotle,
away with anything.
This is not. This is not what I love about you. This is not what I love about you.
I'm not doing anything. Awesome. It's all John.
And, you get, and
no,
it's like that fart
got
thing
versions,
you do. It's rude.
Obviously.
It's rude. It's
no,
rude.
No, no, no. It's disgusting.
And you think it's your. You think it's so charming.
Yeah, there's keep
it charming. It's not charming.
Because you don't have a mic.
Is this because you don't? Is this because? Oh my God! It's just because I don't have a. Okay, I want you to. Can you? I want you to play, Duncan. Can you try to sing this?
Oh, sure.
I don't know why.
Sure,
I get joy. You know my favorite thing to do. I won't do. I talk about how stupid people are, and I put my notes.
Can I read
in
it like
fire,
Scrooge?
And I go, people are fucking idiots out there. I mean, a bunch. People today.
Oh, Todd. No,
people
Todd.
Used to think. Now,
Todd. No, Todd. 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 Your paper
fucking
is
stupid.
Right there.
Everybody's
Todd.
A fucking idiot. I'll tell
Todd,
you who the stupid
are
people
fire.
Are. They put this paper so the candles have too big of a wick. Sorry, I didn't mean to blow that. I didn't mean to blow it on
yeah,
you, but I blew it right at you. I wasn't thinking. And I to George Carlin, I apologize. I hope you'll accept my apology. If you don't, I'll take my own life. Stop it. Seriously, stop it. Seriously, stop it. To George Global, and that's our safe.
To George
Stephanopoulos. Nah, to George Borgi. George Connor. George.
To quote The Who, you are forgiven.
Okay, play the real Boots Are Made for Walking. And you were saying all day, Boots Are Made for Christopher.
No, he had a specific pair of boots made.
Is that true?
Yeah.
People love our show, I heard. People love the show. What the fuck?
Hold on. You got something for me.
Oh.
Something you call love, but confess.
Wow.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't been a messin'. Now someone else is getting all your best.
Wow.
These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. I don't know if I can do this.
Keep singing, asshole. Keep singing, asshole.
You keep lying where you ought to be proven. You keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep claiming when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Duncan Carey, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
How did you do that? That was great. I hope he feathered it in. I hope he feathered this applause in.
Hold on. This is not a joke. My beer slid off this speaker and spilled a little bit back.
It's okay. I don't give a shit. I'm cool.
There's wires back here.
You know what?
One of your classic gags.
Yeah, one of your classic gags.
Are you sure it doesn't matter?
You know
matter?
What? Maybe you cried wolf one too many times. But that's the old typical Joe DeRosa. Oh, there's water on wires.
You're always
joking. Hey, Chad.
He's just goofing.
It's just a tiny bit, but it's...
It's okay. Trust me. I got everything. My big thing...
Do you think it's dangerous?
Sometimes Todd goes outside and squirts all the wires in the hose.
No, it's fine.
I think we should maybe pad it up.
Chad, sit down. I don't want to know how aggressive I've got to be. It is fine. Trust me, I know.
Okay.
And it's going to be a bad energy if it doesn't go my way. And you gotta relax, because if you think you want to leave, because if you have to leave because you're so nervous, that I would respect. So if you're staying here, it's because don't make a mockery of it. I'm going to leave all this in. Sit up. You're frustrating me because you can't. If you're right, there's maybe something I don't know. There's nothing going to happen over there. There's no electrical wires over there. There are microphone wires. That means they can get. They can get water on them.
That's not true at all.
They get water, but not beer. They're very anti-beer.
There's no connection. The place is going to blow up. And, you know, hence...
There's literally a connection on the floor, like a metal thing plugged into another metal thing.
Okay, yeah, but we don't use that. Yeah, we don't use that. I know everything that's going on in
okay.
here.
Okay. All right. Well, wait, if you don't care, I don't care.
Thank you. Why don't you tell him?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you're all like Kevin Meaney.
I don't care. Well, I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. I'm happy, go lucky. Girls call me Pluck Pluck Plucky. I don't care. Look out, Hank Mancini. Here comes Eeny Meeny. I don't care. Shut up. We hate you. I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. Bing, bing, bing. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I'm happy, go lucky. Girls call me Pluck, Pluck, Plucky.
The best guy.
Wow, that act.
The best.
Best thing that ever happened. I care. I do care.
That's very interesting. I care.
I'm a little different than him.
I care.
Sure, I care. Does that make me a bad person?
I liked that he didn't care,
but I care.
I really care.
Todd
gives a shit.
Well, keep it going. Keep it going.
Has my full attention. I care.
Well, I do care.
I care. I really care. Look out, Louis C.K.
What?
Let me hear what you say. I care. I care.
hope you're happy Kevin Meaney's dead.
What?
Yep. I didn't want to say anything.
Why would you say something like that?
Why do you have to? Is there nothing you hold sacred? Seriously, John? Is there nothing you hold sacred? I hope you're happy. You know, he goes to the hospital in the emergency room and he waits for people to get bad news. That's so obnoxious.
And he does the rib shot.
Yeah, he goes, sorry, your grandmother passed away. That's rude. I'm sorry.
Your baby boy didn't make it.
Oh, why do you have to go that close?
I mean,
can't you? Can't
edit. Your daughter was stillborn.
No, I can't. Go back. Well, that's you. If you want people to know, they're your boundaries of comedy. I'll leave it in if you're proud of what you the dark jokes that you make that cut very deep.
That's right up my alley.
I'm sitting in a puddle of beer over here with electrical wires. Well, you don't care.
You know what? First of all, that was my. What did you just say? You're sitting what?
In a puddle of beer with electrical wires.
That was my first country hit. No, was it called in a puddle of beer with Mike
with electrical wires?
With electrical wires.
Oh, yeah, what was the track on that?
Oh, you want me to sing it?
Yeah, would you?
Sure. Where's my guitar? Throw me that fucker. I don't give a shit. Let me strum the fuck out of this. Back and forth like a fucking maniac. Put some reverb in my voice. Please. Thank you.
You don't even have to look at your fingers when you play.
I don't even give a shit. Why? Oh, I forgot I was playing. Isn't that fucking weird?
Yes, a little.
It's fucking nuts. I'm going to tell you something. Can you bring the... But I like the guitar. Bring it down a little bit. They always say...
But you're playing it. Why are you telling somebody else to bring it down?
The volume, you stupid fuck.
No!
On the soundboard.
But that's up to you as the player.
No, but I got... He's over there. By the way, I like how I incorporate... You're right. I forgot. But instead, I make up in the bit that I'm talking... I was talking to him.
You're angry, yeah.
But in the bit, I change it. I'm talking to Aristotle, you pile of shit.
Oh, so you called your guitar him?
Yeah. Yeah, I met him at the online dating service. You know, that was a good one.
I met him on Guitar Tinder, folks. Have you been to this site?
Do you know, Mel, if Arnold Schwarzenegger married Isa Schlesinger, she'd be Ina Liza Schlesinger. If Liza Schlesinger married Eisenhower Luffinger, he'd be Snuffa Luffa Luffinger.
Is that true?
These jokes are not meant to be.
If Elijah Dushku married a douchebag, she'd be Elijah Douchebag.
Cutie goo.
Folks.
If Bobby Bimpter Pimpter married Linkin Flankton Kichter, he'd be Bimpton Clinton Flankton Clichter Lecter.
Oh, yeah.
If Schmoogie Poogie Doogie married Oogie Boogie Doogie, he'd be Oogie Boogie Doogie Smoogie Doogie. What, are these jokes too deep for everybody? I swear to God, I'll cut your throat.
No, I'll scalp you.
I'll scalp you.
I'll scalp you, you fuck.
It's one for the money.
Thank you.
For the show. Do you get rid of how I can do?
You can do anything but love my blue sweet shoes. You can knock me down, step on my face. Sure, I get the big bucks.
Listen, I love you guys. I gotta go do this show.
Where is your show tonight?
Bar Lubitsch.
That's always fun there.
Well, it is very fun.
Do you headline?
At Bar Lubitsch?
I'm kidding.
No.
Like in-town shows, like if it doesn't really matter. But
no,
if,
no.
Do you headline? I headline all shows.
You headline all shows?
Yeah, even I can't be seen middling.
Really?
Yeah, except when I co-MC.
That's right. When I co-MC, baby.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you, hey.
I'm going to go.
I'll tell you, ho.
I got to go do a show, but I had a great time with you guys tonight.
It was
Thank
fun.
You.
Thanks for sticking around for the after show.
Joe DeRosa.
I love you guys.
I love you. Goodbye.
See you later.
Now, we're going to deal with a sensitive subject.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Now we got ears.
Joe DeRosa, ladies and gentlemen, he's leaving the building. Here we go. Oh, I'm going to do a goodbye dance for you.
Hold on.
Can we get into the house a little?
Plug. Thank you.
Wait, I didn't realize you could dance and sing.
Oh my God, that was the hardest I've ever worked. Oh, no. Oh my God.
Bye, that Joe. Was the last time we ever saw Tall Glass.
Oh my God, I'm not joking. Hold on. No,
even if I'm not, I need the laughter.
You're not joking.
Wow, that'll get your blood flowing. Wow. I gotta leave this in.
Woo!
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 Here, do you want me to take over the Todd Glass duties for the next, like, 30 seconds?
Wait, you think you could host?
I could try.
Yeah, let him try.
I mean, it's a lot harder than you think.
Yeah, no, I'll give it a shot. James Adomian's jealous is what I hear.
Take a break.
Okay, so 30% of the time, I need you to, Aristotle, I need you to do the drums a little bit. Don't be afraid to get comfortable with that soundboard, John, all right? Give me a sting. Thank you. Hey, I'll tell you. Now, Duncan Carey's here. Duncan, how's it going?
Oh, my God.
Are you good?
Am I good? I got a loose tooth. least of my problems. He videotaped that whole thing. I got into it. I said, fuck it, go for it.
Hot diggity dog.
Hot dog! I will tell you that, like, that's the thing about having a heart attack is that
that's the thing. That's the thing about having
is that, you know, I don't talk about that often because, number one, it's like crazy that it happened to me. I don't really think of myself as someone, you know, when you're little, you think someone has a heart attack. They're like, you know, I always think they're like a 75. And I want to deal with something. That I feel bad, but yet I don't think I was wrong. You can feel bad and not have done anything wrong. Ah, people are like, yeah, of course. Sometimes you should feel bad because you did do something wrong.
Do you think you're having a heart attack now and that's why you're making amends with Chad Dennett?
No, Chad. Okay, let me go back to, let me talk about Chad secondly. So anyway, is that once you have it, like I go twice a year. They say he would probably let me get away with every year. But I go twice a year just because I'd rather not be paranoid. To get the blood test and everything and do the treadmill. Every other year, I do the thing where they inject the dye with you. I don't want to take any chances. So I asked the doctor once. I'm like, well, you know, he goes, you can't give yourself a heart attack. He goes, you could run for 8 hours. You'd get heat exhaustion, but you can't run your arteries clogged. They're just clogged already. And then when you run, it exasperates it, whatever that word is. And then your blood can't go through the body as quick. That's why it happens. But that didn't clog your artery. So as long as you get your checkups, and you know, you can do whatever you want. And I do. I do everything. I juice every single day.
Wow. I stop. I juice every day. Oh. What? Wow.
I take my Lipitor.
I juice at home, and then I go over to the juice store and buy some more juice.
I do it every day.
Watermelon.
Wow.
I get the number
$5. $5.
Juice.
Lemonade.
Wow. Can I get extra parsley in that one? Oh.
Wait, you said that.
A shot of wheatgrass. Cumin. Okay, a shot of wheatgrass.
So anyway. Wow, I needed that. So anyway, and then I quit smoking. I do smoke pot, but I quit smoking.
But you still get a little nervous?
What do you mean?
Like right now?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, what I mean is I do a lot right. I do a lot right, and I'm fine. But, yeah, when that happens and you're out of breath or you pull a muscle at the gym, you, the rest of your life, it's a little bit different. And no big deal. Hey, what I have was the best thing to have. If you're going to have something run in your family, have it be high cholesterol, have it be heart disease, because they know a lot about that. You know, there's a lot they can do. So I'm not. I'd rather I didn't have it, but
I'd rather alcoholism.
Yeah. So anyway, but you, by the way, no. So there's that. We never talked to Todd again.
That was the last time we ever saw Todd.
That was the last time we ever saw.
He had a heart attack on that show.
Well, you want to play? Let's do something fun.
Twitter. Yeah, well, let's do Twitter, but let's also do... I was going to say, well, it wasn't that good. Anyway.
I was going to say, if you interrupt it again, you're out of here.
I was going to say that I felt bad with The Wire, but I have a certain... It happens once before. And it doesn't matter. I just, if someone doesn't listen... But yet, I get it. They think they're helping, but I've had it happen once or two other times with the water through the window. I know everything. And I'm like, I'm fine. So that was like...
It happened to me once. I was worried about it.
And I was like, it's fine. Well, you gave up, though.
But there was water, yeah.
I hope the whole place does blow up. It's one full of money. Can't get her head out of my head. All my blue switches. Anyway, so there's that. Yeah, I'm going to wait a little while. So anyway, there was something I wanted to do. I feel really good right now. That was, you know, running around like that, of course, running around like that then drifted into me being so out of breath, unfortunately. But I thought, be in the moment. I could have edited that out. But I thought, no, that's like, you know, that's how much. I mean, I was moving. I was having so much fun. That's such a fun song to just be silly dancing with.
Well, do it again. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears for cheers. Hot dog, no problem solved.
Oh, my God. Todd's going nuts. I can't believe he's moving around like that again after what just happened.
What? No, a cartwheel? A cartwheel? Are you kidding me? It's two, like, cartwheels?
Jumping up and down like...
Holy shit. Going up. I can't even move that.
He's waving his arm around like...
He just did a long dance, and now he's doing an even longer dance. The bubble machine. Wow, the bubbles are really... No, no, he's climbing the wall. Are you kidding? He's dancing on top of the wall.
He's doing backflips.
He's like Spider-Man. This is amazing. He's so athletic.
Oh, my God.
It's like
doing the running man and jumping jack.
It's like a combination of watching like a ballet dancer with like an Olympian. Like, oh, now he's doing pull-ups?
He's walking on hands.
He's doing pull-ups, but like in a like dancing way that goes with the music. Oh, the pull-ups are in rhythm with the drum beat.
Oh, wow.
I'm out of breath watching him.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
I'm having two heart attacks.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Hey, you want to do a verbal Pictionary?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you're thinking of something?
Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah, it's verbal Pictionary.
Okay.
So just try to guess what it is. Okay.
Is it a dog?
No.
Is it a TV?
Hold on, let me I'll
you said TV,
guys,
right?
Guys, I'll start.
Oh, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh,
is it John Brad Wagner?
To George Carlin, that's what it was. Now Duncan's dancing. That was really it. To George Carlin. Hot dog, no problem solved. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Hot dog. Hot dog. Hot dog. Oh my God. What was that? Wow, I know that's going to be, wow, that's fun. I apologize, folks, when I think it's peaking a little. That is all my fault and nothing to do with Aristotle. Aristotle just ignores some things that he knows that...
Yep.
No. You'll know what I mean, right. To George Carlin. That he knows that I'm going to, like, he knows I hear it, so he doesn't bother me with it. He hears it, but it's out of just going, no, I know he hears it. So what I'm saying is I take responsibility, because if he told me, I'd be like, well, I want it. It's only because I turned everything up way too loud and against his will. So what happens when it happens like that? I take full responsibility. Those screels that you hear, what are they? Shrills of the loud music. But it's all worth it. It's all worth it for what I bring to good. The people.
Do you want to do another round of verbal Pictionary? Since we didn't even...
By the way, isn't that crazy that you knew it? Okay, let me try it again. This time, let me... Okay, so...
I'll try to not be so good.
Okay, Louis, you want to do... okay, I'll do a classic old... Classic.
Is it Everybody Loves Raymond?
No, it's classic. Let's start with
Honeymooners.
Xena, Warrior
on,
Princess.
Guys. Classic.
A 1932 Dusseldorf.
Adventure Time.
Okay, a classic old
classic
show.
Classic Coca-Cola.
To George Carlin.
King of Queens.
Okay, it's King of Queens.
Ooh. Friends. Is it Friends?
King of
Seinfeld?
Queens.
Cat
King
dog.
Of,
Kevin
King,
can wait.
Hold on, hold
Cheers.
On. King of Queens.
Frasier. Game of Thrones.
CBS plays it as reruns.
Golden Girls.
The King
the
of
Pete
Queens.
Holmes Show.
The King of Queens.
Oh, Seinfeld.
The King of Queens.
I already said Seinfeld. It wasn't
Hold
Seinfeld.
Hold on, one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. You guys are, John, do you know, what do you
the
think?
The Honeymooners.
No, okay, no.
Is it Insecure
okay,
on
King
HBO?
King of Queens.
Blossom.
Honey, I'm home.
It,
what is it?
Friends?
No. Come on.
It's Always Sunny
Silicon
in Philadelphia.
Valley. Oh, Third Rock from the Sun.
No.
The John Lithgow.
King, listen to me.
I know what it
listen
is.
Listen to me. It is the show King of Queens.
Oh, Louis? Back to the Future Part
no.
3.
Good Times.
No. King you
Baskets?
Know what? King
the
of
Tracy Ullman Show.
I'm going to tell
Wait,
you.
What is it?
King of Queens.
Oh. Why didn't you say
Why did you give us?
Oh.
Why did you say Patton Oswalt?
You
should have
said the King of
well,
Queens.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry Stiller as the dad, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know, but I thought I was saying...
No, he worked for like the UPS yeah, company like, that wasn't yeah, actually
Leah Remini
UPS.
Is like
UPS.
Really famous right
By
now.
The way,
why
the,
wouldn't you have said that?
No, and at the going. Beginning, he drops the ice cream, and you're just like, oh, Kevin.
My back is getting weary.
Back is getting tight. On a Queen Road tonight.
All I really want to do
is drive my back and drive back home to you. Baby, all my life I've been driving home to you.
Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Douglas.
Carrie!
Don't we have a Todd Glass commercial? Yeah. We're really starting to brand the show differently. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Don't touch a dime. Keep it right where it's at. Nothing big coming up on your
Todd Glass.
Settle back and relax.
Like it. Hello, sweetheart. Okay, let's have some fun. It's a 1916 Sickle City.
Hey, guys, it's PJ Little.
Yeah, it's a 1922 Figgy Biggy. It's a 4144 Schmoozy Foo.
It's a 1940 Steam Steamer.
It's a Steamy Steamer Beamer. It's a 1940 Glenn Snipper Steamer.
It's a 32 Hoover Vacuum.
It's a... Who said that?
John.
John said that? It's a 19 Hoover Vacuum.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Hot dog, hot dog. Come on, it's a Todd Glass Show, everybody.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears.
Hey, by the way, every time we do it, picture us really, even if we're sitting, we're moving. And most of the time, we're up. Last time Duncan got up, it was. Hit it again.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears. It's time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog.
What is this song from?
They might be giants.
Wow, I like
Wait,
it. It's just
band?
A
yes.
They
made it for a Mickey Mouse show. Well, did they know for sure?
Wait, that movie
are?
With Rick Moranis?
They might be giants. Well, do they know for sure?
Yeah, what is their name of their group?
They might
I know
be
they're
giants.
Bigger guys.
They might be giants.
Okay,
well
you
yeah,
don't know
like,
what
okay,
they are.
That's great.
Just,
but what is their...
Yeah, they might be...
Don't
no,
beat around the
all,
bush.
I think,
don't
Paul,
the
I
bush,
I think Paul is fine. No one
I
wants to be called a
guys.
Giant.
I imagine like the V5
Hold on, no.
Right?
You wait. Nobody wants to be called a giant. I know it's not the worst thing in the world, but that's okay. We trim it. Listen for a second.
Sure.
We
that's
trim
the thing about it.
A tall person. You don't have to call him a giant. It's an insensitive word.
Like
so
how,
what's the,
how would you describe him?
Just tell the group. What's the group's name? Just say the name real quick. Let's get move on. With
they
this.
Might be giants.
Well, if you don't
you
know, why
if
are
you,
you
don't
being
know,
insensitive?
Then if you want
to
just talk about a physicality
no,
about
to be
him,
difficult.
If you don't know their name,
yeah,
and you
might be
go
normal
off,
too.
Yeah. Oh, what's the name of that guy that's saying start me up? He might be too thin.
Yeah.
Who cares if you're going to start making a dissertation? Yeah. On somebody.
We don't judge oh, where, people's physical
yeah,
appearance.
Where are the
show.
Beatles what's, from? Well, they might be English.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, come on. No, seriously. What's the name of the... What's
they
it?
Might be giants.
Oh,
okay. Well, no,
you know what? I've
answer.
Never been
he doesn't
treated.
Want to
he
answer.
Doesn't want to answer.
That's it. He doesn't want
I'm
to answer.
I'm going to give you one more chance. You're being a little childish. What's the name of the group? Real quick.
They might be giants.
Oh.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Seriously, though, who does do this song?
They might be giants.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog, no problem, son.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
I was just thinking about this because I've never been, so I don't know. What happens in Vegas?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing happens there.
Wait, so then why do they advertise so hard?
Yeah, because
I've never seen
that
anything.
Sounds like
happen.
I might want to go if I knew what kind of thing.
Nothing
happened
happens,
there.
Duncan. Nothing happens.
I might want to sue.
Nothing.
No, yeah.
Nothing happens.
I've been there. I've been there a couple times.
I've been there. Nothing happens.
When was the last time you went?
I was there a year ago.
Okay, what'd you
and
do?
What happened?
Just nothing.
Nothing.
People just.
Well, then
I
why
said,
would you
just
go?
Well, it's a lot. It's
out.
A lot for kids. I mean, notice it's for kids, and we see couples. A lot of couples.
This is probably why I've never been, because I really have no idea what happens.
No,
there.
Like
nothing
happens.
What happens there?
What happens there?
Let's say this.
You hang out.
That's the thing. What happens there? You hang out.
You're in your car and you go into Vegas. What's there?
What happens when you get there?
I mean, nothing.
Just nothing.
Yeah. It's just complete blank nothingness.
Well, no, why do you even know?
No, that's
like
even putting too much thought
into it. Putting too much thought into it. I mean, there's stores in the malls.
What happens in there?
Nothing. I don't think anything.
I don't know.
Nothing,
y'all think I've
happens.
Not heard of anything.
I've never heard of anything happening. I don't know.
You guys act like you can't even tell us.
No.
Oh,
we can tell you so much.
You are.
Like, is there some sort of code where they say don't ever.
Oh, my God.
Code.
Stop it already.
Are you paranoid?
Stop being
already
ridiculous. Eric, do
you
hear
what
you sound like?
I just want to know what happens.
Nothing happens. I mean, just people. I've seen people.
Would you recommend going?
Go there.
Yeah. It's
yes. Why would you recommend?
Why
would you
want
to go?
The best.
Why would you want to go?
If you can't remember anything that happens there, why would I want to go?
Oh, we do remember nothing.
Like, nothing happens.
Nothing. I remember everything.
I remember everything.
I have such.
Oh, should you go? Oh, you gotta fucking.
Dude, you gotta go.
Okay, when I do go, what should I do? Like, what
nothing.
Will happen?
I mean, nobody really does anything.
What's
there
to
really do? There's nothing that much. I mean,
what
I guess
it fun?
People hang out, couples hang out by the pool.
So there's pools. That's what happens.
No.
Well, yeah, but there's pools everywhere. It doesn't mean anything happens.
Is Las Vegas one giant pool?
No.
No, nothing.
But so, like,
it's nothing really worth seeing. Nothing happens. I guess nothing. Nothing. It's so boring.
Oh, then why do you say I should go?
Oh, go to Vegas?
You gotta go to Vegas.
Oh, my God. There's shit that happens.
Ooga chaka. Ooga chaka. Ooga chaka.
I gotta go to Vegas. It's fucked up.
Shit, man.
What's fucked up?
Yeah.
Oh,
what
nothing.
Do you mean?
You said it's fucked up that I should go. Why?
No. Like,
there's
what
no reason.
No, nothing happened.
Okay. When I book a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
To Vegas?
Yeah. Where would
you,
I stay?
Well, wait, are you asking
Las Vegas?
A hotel? There's lots of hotels.
Okay, and then once I get there, what will I do?
Oh.
Like, what can I expect will happen?
Nothing.
Nothing really
Where
happens.
Should I go when I'm there?
Wherever. No, we're special.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing special happens, really.
What?
It's just a lot of, I see a lot of couples.
Yeah. And even then, you don't.
And
too.
Then you don't.
At the same time, you're like, oh,
what about like families? Are they welcome?
Sure.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
leave
why
them
would
home.
You?
Leave them home.
But I mean,
why? What will happen?
It's kind of gross, but yeah. I mean,
nothing.
Yeah.
What's gross?
Did you?
Nothing.
I was in the
gross.
Pool. This is a true story in Las Vegas. Somebody shit in the deep end.
Oh, I knew something happened.
I was so grossed out. I stayed all the way at the
is
other.
Is that
end.
All that is?
That's a David Spade joke. He goes, no, because I'm like a bit of a germaphobe, so I had to move all the way to the other end. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. Because I'm like a bit of a germaphobe, so I had to go all the way to the other end. It's so funny. Oh, God.
Run, run, run.
Run from the bit, my friend. I want to do... I'm thirsty as fuck.
That's cool. Should we,
I think I would. I think.
Real quick?
I think I am. I think I'm going to take a quick break. Come back. How long have we been going?
An hour.
We have?
Yo.
Shit. That's how you know you're okay, so what's this? Oh, we didn't ever use this one, did we? No, I didn't like it. This guy didn't hurt anybody. People need something. They want to go to the bathroom, but they don't want to do it by themselves. So we play this guy. Go to the bathroom. We'll give you 60 seconds. This guy will accompany you going to the bathroom. 60 seconds. We'll be back.
You've been messing where you shouldn't be messing. Now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
right after this. The Todd Glass Show's gonna be right back with you. Boom, 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 boom. Are you ready, Boots? Sure, we come back in gracefully. He was talking about Andy Scarpati in Philadelphia when it's 1 minute from showtime, still plays the curly shuffle. This is what people hear. This is what people have to hear at this comedy club. All the lights start going down. They try. All the lights go down. 1 minute to showtime.
My friends go out of the town. We can't sit still. We can't sit down. We don't like.
Hold on, I want to start it again. Picture all the lights start going down. They're in the right direction. Okay, imagine that. You're sitting in a club. There's music playing. It fades out. Then all the lights start going down. Oh, the regular. It's showtime. Everyone knows. You make people sit through this in 2017.
Me and my friends go out of the town. We can't sit still. We can't sit.
I'm going to add another layer to it, Duncan, and you're going to appreciate it. And to George Gardner, I'm being honest. And you know what? The old manager, if he heard this, he sang along with it. I would do the same thing, but he was so bored. I get it, sitting behind that booth, hearing that song. So even 20 years ago, he was tired of playing this. 25 years, so he would like add in. He would have his mic on at the booth. He ran the club, and so you'd hear this. Well, the crowd, the lights started lowering in the place. It'd be like, all of a sudden there was other music playing. They faded out. They put in this, and all of a sudden the lights started going down. Look at the crowd. Look at the crowd. Yeah, 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 yeah.
When me and my friends go out of the town, we can't sit still. We can't sit down. We don't like to fight, and we don't like to scuffle.
It's all night doing the curly shuffle. Hey,
Mo,
look at the crowd, look at the crowd.
Well,
to George Carlin.
Curly shuffle. Well, me and my friends love Larry and Mo. And it's Fat Clone
Joe.
To boogie and hustle, dancing all night, doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo!
Hey Mo! Hey Mo!
Hey Mo!
Well,
wise guy!
Oh, wise guy!
We never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle.
Please welcome your host and MC, Frank Schnugelpen. Please welcome Germ Baloney. Then they play up with this. Hit the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Germ Baloney.
Hey, guys. Hi. Yeah, thanks for coming out.
Don't interrupt the song, they would tell you. Don't start your show until the theme music fades out for the host.
Use the music to end.
Well, me and my friends, we all love to see comedy class.
Wait, what did you say?
Introduce me.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Eric Olson.
Push and the shove, doing the curly shuffle. Hey, Mo, hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo, hey, Mo.
Well,
So you ever been to the Alamo Draft House? It's a battle to get in there.
Look at the crowd.
All right, it's enough putting people through it. Duncan, I'm glad you thoroughly were amused by that because I said to George Carlin, and he was interrupting it. The only thing I did, but not on purpose, he interrupted it a little better. I'll give him that. Like, he knew the pauses in between. Look at the crowd. Then he turned the music out, and the whole audience would go, look at the crowd, look at the crowd. So we used to have a joke when we were in the car because we had heard that god-awful song for way too long. I mean, it was a year later was it time to stop doing it, let alone 2017. And would be like Chris Kosher would jump out of the car when he heard the song, go, oh, I got to start the show. Like, I'd pull over, and we'd both act like whenever we heard the curly shuffle, which there was a period where that means it was still on the radio.
No, that's maybe like the, not to be rude to anyone putting effort in anything, but it's just like the most like absurd piece of just
he's on art. The phone. Talk to him.
Art ever made. Like, I don't know what the thought process of, like, this is going to be the funniest thing ever. Like,
I like it.
I like it.
Oh, no, yeah, it's really good is what I meant. Yeah, yeah, no, it's really great. Like,
you know, what do you call that?
How many Grammys did it
get? Can I ask you a question? How do you make, how do you honestly, did it have its time?
No.
What do you think?
I think it's time is now.
Let me hear it again and listen with a more gentle ear.
It's just so cool.
Can I listen with a gentle ear? Try the hold on, Duncan. Stop it already. Try to listen with a try to find
open mind. Open mind.
Open mind. Maybe there's something. I want you to find one thing you like about it.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Oh, I love it. I'm laughing about it.
No.
No, I don't see you. You're not tapping your foot, ironically.
No, you ain't tapping your foot.
Yeah, you don't tap your foot if you hate something.
I see you're tapping your foot. Was he tapping his foot?
Was tapping his
That's
he
what
was
I thought. He was snapping his finger. I want you to listen to this song and not smile. We're going to try to make you find something you liked about it, but that's not fair because there might be nothing redeeming about this song. I mean, that's like people that go, "I like that comedy." You know
I've
what?
Never seen
music.
Smile
maybe
bigger.
Maybe music isn't subjective. Maybe people know. No, it's garbage. And I get it. Just because some people like it doesn't mean it's great. I could say that about comedy. But I want to see if you could still listen to this song, because if all it does is bring a smile into our lives, I'm going to have to say in a silly way, we could use all the smiles we can get if it's just a silly song. But I want to see if you
Well,
can...
in my defense, I was laughing harder than anyone else
oh,
this
I know,
entire
I know.
Time.
I was
mostly shocked.
I wasn't really. I was going to try to see if you could listen to it. You didn't give us any shit about the song. You weren't sitting here in like a, well, I don't know if I could. I asked.
No, he did. He had a big old long speech about not wanting to criticize anybody, and then he did.
Oh, well, he meant like it is what it is, right? Isn't that what you meant?
Well, yeah, yeah.
I like, hope it's what you meant.
Well, I'm sure the person who did it, too, is not going to like stand up and be like, oh, yeah, that was like, I hope it's not the best thing they've ever done in their life. Like, it was a cash grab because it's such a novelty, like, for no one.
The owner's on the phone.
Hello. Hi, is this the Todd Glass Show?
Hey, how you doing? Duncan, what did you want to ask him about the song?
Oh, shit. Who is this? Is this the guy that...
I don't like this bit.
Run,
is
it
okay?
Wrong
number.
Wrong number. Hang up.
It's wrong number. Hang up.
Oh, this is the Todd Glass Blow?
No, shit. This, yes.
Oh, I have the wrong number. Then. Yeah. Sorry, it's a Todd Glass. No, I'm not looking for the Todd Glass Show. Sorry.
By the way, that was a good ad lib. Oh, that was judging. I'm sorry. To George Carlin, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's no good energy. And all you are is supportive. And I said to George Carlin, what more do you want?
Well, I don't want to shit on anybody that's trying to put a little effort into anything.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's funny to shit on a bad ad lib, though. Which is why
Johnny Colorado.
Everybody at home, Johnny Colorado.
He likes it.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
You, Johnny, I want you to be the manager in the back of the club. Were you here a minute ago? Were you listening over there?
Oh, yeah. You guys are playing my favorite song of all time.
Wait. Can you do your impersonation of the manager who like sat in the back of the room ad-libbing during the song?
Oh, yeah. When it was opening up and the lights go down and I jump in. All right. The Curly Shuffle. Showtime in 5 minutes, folks.
Larry and Moe.
Do the Curly Shuffle.
Curly Shuffle. Hey, Moe. Hey, Moe.
Hey,
Moe.
Can I tell you something? I'm too George Carlin. I've never been more entertained. It's so enjoyable to watch Johnny over there singing along. Like if you managed a club, if you were at the back booth doing that, fuck it. I could get you a better song. Would you mind a different song, but you could still sing along to it?
Oh, of course.
So it's not that song. It's just that you want
to sing. Well, I specialize in intro. So you throw any sort of intro at me, I'm going to be able to figure
it out. Well, I like that. Do you like this? Have you ever heard this song before, Johnny? Oh, I have something to play for you. Will you be honest with me, Johnny? And Duncan, you have a musical ear.
Yeah, I can listen.
I do need you to be honest with me. And Eric, I think, Eric's mad because I'm not mad, you might be right. Eric told me that this music I played him, it's my cousin, and he sings. And Eric told me, yeah, I'll give it to you. You were very nice about the way you said it. You were very, very nice about the way you said it, and I get it. But he said this guy, he can't be even worked with. He has no ability to sing or be signed with a record. And I think you might be a little wrong. And that's okay if you're right. It is okay if you're right.
You know what? Let's play it again, and then we'll let other people judge.
I'm not. It's okay if you go. I wouldn't. You wouldn't invest him. I wanted Eric to put a little money into him.
Not
like he's done.
Do it.
Well, let's give the guy a chance.
But I don't think you have to say that you wouldn't put money into it and then act like nobody else should either.
Well, I mean, if you want to throw away your money, I guess go ahead.
Not to be rude, but I feel it. Yeah, thank you.
Play it. And be honest. This is him. At, tell me the truth.
Looking for a city built above. Looking for a city where we'll never die. Where the city millions.
Is he good?
Oh, I love it.
You do?
I don't know, Todd.
Know what,
I don't
think
it's
him. Oh, shut up.
You both love it?
Yeah.
Why can't this bit be happy? Why can't this guy get signed?
It's really good.
By the way, I want to know. This guy has what I call, and I hope I'm right, maybe it is. You know what's funny? I can still evolve. That way you can just explain where you're at. Everything, you have a reason why you laugh. I think most people, it's funnier than it's mean, you know, and you try to make good choices. So I always say, if someone has all their faculties, yes, I'm allowed to make fun of people's behavior. You just want to make sure, you know. So this guy, to everything that I see, he's okay. And he just has a little bit of delusion when it comes to his voice. If I knew he listened to the show, I still wouldn't probably play it. But this guy's not shitting around. Like, he's really thinks. I mean, he doesn't realize.
A city built above.
It's like.
City,
I mean, how do you?
Where we'll never die.
Am I supposed to?
Where
I mean, is it? I mean, I just. Am I not allowed to? Is it?
I like it. I don't know what you're.
Oh, do you like it?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, because you know what he wants to play at your next get together.
Well, that's fun. I'm getting married.
I don't know what you're. Oh. Please, and now dance the first dance. This guy will sing it. Please, Eric Olson.
Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. and Mrs. Mr. and Mr. and Mrs.
Well, whatever.
Whatever you're, I don't know what kinky shit you do. No, that's not right. That's not right because no, nothing's, as long as there's consenting adults, everything is perfect. Mm-hmm. As long as there's consenting adults, everybody is perfect and doing exactly what you should do, whatever you want. So I make no even sarcastic judgments of two people, three people. As long as you're happy
four.
And you're not,
that's
you're,
too many.
And you're being good to yourself. Hey, I could be 15 as long as everyone's being treated with respect and dignity. Right, Johnny?
Yeah. But also, I just wanted to say, do you have this guy's number? I'd love to potentially do the intros and closings for his shows.
Wow. Ooh. Johnny, can I be honest with you?
Johnny has an ear for talent.
Oh, yes.
You do have an ear for talent.
I know what the people like. They like intros, they like outros, and they like stuff like that.
Wow. You like his voice?
Oh, I love it.
Let me play more for you.
I didn't know you was going to start
with it.
You know
guy.
What the problem is? It's a little too religious for me.
Well, maybe pretend you don't hear the religion.
the beauty of the high notes he hits.
Maybe if you put some reverb in it, put some reverb. See if it helps. Like stretch it out a little bit. Make it not fall dead in the ear. More, please. That's a little better. Everybody, help him. Ready? No, do it normal. Try to.
That's how you're supposed to sing the song.
All right, let him do it. Let him do it. It's not a joke. He's trying.
How would
nailed it. Put some reverb in it again. It needs reverb.
Never say goodbye.
Sounds good now.
Yeah.
Put some drums in it. Maybe that'll sound better.
First time I've been concerned about the neighbors.
More reverb. trying to help this guy.
Your next door neighbor just put a for sale sign on the yard. Side a U-Haul truck just pulled up.
A dog just called in a complaint.
I think the fire department's here.
The fire department's here.
I really like it.
Let's give it a chance, guys. Seriously.
Oh my god, the neighbors across the street, their dog just ran away.
Right. Give it a chance. Don't be rude. Give it a chance. Give it a chance. Give it a chance.
That's all I'm doing.
So, you know, with his dancing around helps.
Oh, I like it.
John Brand Wagner's dancing. Now, that applause, I think they peppered in there.
I think that's what that song was missing, was dancing.
Oh, my God. The people that moved upstairs, they killed themselves.
Someone just came in and tore down the other half of our house. Oh, my God. You know what? I love it. And whoever sang it, I hope you had fun doing it. And you're a little confused as far as maybe some of the notes. But if you're having fun, you're...
It was a little pitchy, dog.
Yeah, it was a little pitchy, dog. But if you're having fun, you're a winner. And seriously, you're a winner.
To George Carlin, though, when that song came on, it brought me so much joy because I haven't heard that in so long.
I know. I miss that guy. He said he's having a feud with someone else in the opening. He said he has a feud. Someone, they're both singing it, and it
that was his rap battle.
And yeah, that was. By the way, speaking of the roast battle, I love it, and I don't like roasting, but it's almost a parody of it. I'm so glad that they left. Not a parody of it because it.
You appreciate the artistry.
I appreciate the artistry of it, and I like it that on that show it's better than the roast battles they have where people that don't know each other roast. You know, the big roast. This is more real and true, I think, to the art of roasting. And you can tell when it's between two people that like each other. Look, you both go to a twisted, dark place. I do it with other things. I never thought about it. In that area, they're able to do that. And I think two people that really love each other can do it. Sometimes does it cross the line? Yeah, well, that's the fucking thing that keeps your heart beating. And then there's a little bit of heart to it. And I think, like, you know, Jeff Ross last week was saying, look, this is also just a writer's assignment, you know? It's just like, if you want to write on a show and you should be able to, they're going to bring you, give me 15 of these or whatever. And it's a great way to showcase your writing. And then there's the wave is just, it's so, I fucking yeah. love it. And I love the soundings of the horns and the way they, you know, and I like when they, I watched the one with Snoop Dogg and I was thoroughly entertained. We realized we didn't change it for commercials. Like, that says a lot about a show, and you're like, no, we want to just wait till this comes mm-hmm. right back on. It was, we didn't want
to. So you
miss
don't miss it.
We don't want to miss it. Comedy Central, that's an ad for the show.
Do you like roast, Johnny?
I like the occasional roast. Yes, of course.
Roast me, Johnny.
Oh, I don't think he wants to. He's too nice.
Hey, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Your teeth are so straight.
Well, that's not really.
They probably make chewing food easy to do. Ah, gotcha.
I'm so good at being mean. That's a good
that's
one.
That's my specialty is just burning people. Should I get someone else? Hey, should I get John? Should I get John?
I mean, he is good at it.
Should I get John?
It's funny, you find a little thing, don't you?
Hey, John.
The nuance.
It is a little nuance, exactly.
Hey, what's up, John? Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, your new haircut.
Yeah?
It looks symmetrical. Oh!
All right, a minute, he got you.
So good.
John. John, be a good sport.
Wow. It's so true. It's true.
Well, that's the thing. It's funny because it's true.
Dude, Todd.
Oh, you want me to... Oh, you want me to hit this softball?
And be careful.
You
he
want
doesn't
me
normally
hit this
like
softball?
Roast.
I don't usually... Can I pass? Because I don't usually like roast. Well... do it because you'll
what
be...
are you scared?
No,
are you scared?
But he's
no,
good at it. He's
I'm not
great.
Scared.
Hey, Todd.
Yes.
You're...
Yes, Johnny. You look great today, by the way. You've really been taking care of yourself.
Hey, don't roast me. I'm going to roast you, pal.
I wasn't... Oh.
See what I did there?
Of course I see what you did there. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Todd.
You remind me of you, but even better.
Whoa, this is like a roast battle.
Yeah, this is
Are we throwing down, Todd? You want to go?
No, you want to go?
You want to go, Todd?
No, well, you know what? I'm sorry that Johnny was late to the show. He drove some people that didn't have a car to work.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? Yeah. Todd's so nice. He gave a homeless person a meal and also said, hey, you're a special person, and good things are ahead of you, and the universe loves you.
Fuck it, I don't give a shit.
Oh! Roasted.
I have a treat for everybody.
Oh, so you're scared to go further? I'll get you again.
All right, enough. I'm going to sneeze. I have to sneeze. Gross.
They might be giants.
Gross.
No, but seriously, giants.
Oh, you got it everywhere.
No.
Just tell me... Just you and me. Just you and me. Todd's, yeah. Todd's blowing his nose. So just tell me right now, what's the name of the band? Like, what are the band?
Yeah,
all serious.
What's the name of it?
All serious.
Hold on. John, you can edit this out. It's fine. Cut the shit. And just for a second, what's the name of the band?
Just so we know.
They Might Be Giants.
Come on. You can tell us what they might
be. We're editing this out.
I'll tell you what. I want you to know what it feels like. Guys, I think I have this. I think. No, well, he's not a. Okay, hold on. Imagine you want to know something about. I think I did it before, but I want to role play it with you to let you know what this feels like. Okay, so ask me, what's a band, the Rolling Stones? Say who sings Start Me Up? What is that band?
Who sings Start Me Up?
Oh, he might be really thin, too thin.
Yeah, see, that's what
yeah,
you sound like.
He might be too thin.
You're not giving the answer. Everyone knows the answer is the Rolling Stones of that, and that's what you sound like.
His lips might be too big.
Yeah.
Yeah, his lips might be too big.
Ask me who sings Blue Suede Shoes.
Todd, do you remember when he said you could feel bad when he did nothing wrong earlier? I'm telling you the name of the show.
All right, then we forgive you, and we also care about you, but what was the name of it?
They What's might it? Be giants.
Okay, that's no. No.
Hot dog, diggity dog. Now we got ears.
It's a little immature.
Hot dog, no problem.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd.
Hot dog.
What's the name of the band that played when you were on Jimmy Kimmel last?
Oh, I forget.
Okay, go.
Oh, well, come on. You don't have to be a dick. I was asking you.
No. You asked me what the band.
Yeah, what was the name of the band when you were on Kimmel?
Okay, go.
Well, come on.
Okay, now you're turning into John.
Now you're a boy.
Yeah, now you're turning into John Brandon.
No. I know what's happening here.
What?
They're confusing the name of the band for something that's not
the that's what I want to know, the name of the band.
Okay, go.
Oh, you dick. I'm just asking you a fucking question. Yeah. If you want
you
me
asked
to
leave, hold on.
I asked you the name of the band last time you were on Kimmel.
Yeah, you said, what was the name of the band?
Yeah, I know what I said, and then you were a jerk about it.
I'm telling you the name of the band.
Okay, then tell me.
Okay, go.
Oh, get that.
They might be giants all over again.
Wait, what?
No!
Seriously, though, I want to move ahead. I really do want to move again. What was the hot dog song? Who does that? Seriously.
They might be giants.
Oh, that is so immature.
The name of the band.
Hot dog. Now we got ears. It's time for cheers. Hot dog.
If you don't think this is in my act, you're a fucking idiot.
Hot dog.
Why was this not in my Netflix special? Son of a bitch.
Hot dog.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Did you get a jingle? Is there a jingle from the vault?
Yeah.
What is it?
You know what? I was. Just
and now it's time for a trip down memory lane from the Lyricist Joe vault of archived
exciting.
Jingles.
It's exciting.
What?
Late night gets you down. There's a new show to be found. Just close your eyes and soon you'll find you're in a playground in Todd's mind, where the audience laughs and the audience plays and Todd sings a song.
Mayor, is that you, Mayor? Everybody's making funny faces. Everybody's making funny faces as the song plays. John Brandwine is pretending his headsets are fashionable glasses. Eric has his glasses completely sideways and his headphones on, where the mushy part is on his hair and the other part's under his chin. It's the Todd Glass Show. You're going to like the way you look.
We did it.
All right, listen. My cousin's a singer. I have a question I want to ask you. I have a question. Now, be honest with me. I want you to tell me, you know.
I didn't know you was going to start out with it.
Is he good?
Looking for a city built above.
Is this guy good?
Looking for
is he good?
A city.
Nah, is he good? I don't. Maybe he's not. I don't know.
You know what song?
I know what song Duncan likes.
Duncan on the Todd Glass Show. It's Duncan.
This is a good song.
You know, at Duncan Carey, spelled with three R's. Just keep Duncan.
To George Carlin. My mom's heard that song and she said, "I've never been more proud of you in my life."
Which one?
The second part was George Carlin, but the first part she did hear it, and we both enjoyed it. It's a great song.
Something for me.
By the way, I'm gonna show
something you call love, but confess.
You got a dog with you, you're to be a booking. Hey, you know, I think we could all do something like this.
You keep Bernie saying you got something for me.
You give a dog in the what's the guy's name? What you talk about the thing with the dog? Do it very like this.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Oh, we need to do it.
That's 1% of my shoes. We'll be doing 2% of my shoes.
Boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
I know what I'm doing. Your mom should be proud.
Oh, thank you.
You keep lying when you're on a big
boot. Not as proud as their sales mom.
You keep losing.
Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet.
Yeah.
These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Take it away, guitar. This show is so fucking sexy, it's gonna...
Sick tits, man.
Fuck you.
Come on, JJ. Boots.
Come on, JJ.
Start walking.
Of course we're all running around. You ready to take it back?
These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots, they're gonna walk all over you.
Are you ready, Boots?
Yeah, we're ready.
Start walking.
Todd Glass Show. It's gonna fuck your tits out.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog, no problem solved. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Oh my god. So stupid. But I love it. That would be your promo. What do you remember?
Nyak, nyak, nyak.
Sick, Picture that guy in the back of the room with that when that Curly Shuffle would play. He'd be so excited, I bet. You know what I mean? Just picture he knows that every night at 8 o'clock, his name was Ray to George Carlin.
Full crowd.
Let's go out of the town. We can't sit still. We can't sit down. We don't like fighting. We don't
Hey, Mo.
We dance all night doing the curly
shuffle. Hey, Mo.
Picture him back in the room, folks. Back in the room behind a little sound booth.
Nyuk,
one time, Paul Tompkins lied to me and said he put a red spotlight on himself and he turns it on, and I thought he was serious.
We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle. Well, me and my friend.
Hey, wise guy.
Certainly.
Oh, hey, mo.
One minute to showtime.
Well, we never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle.
Like, who is that song for? Who's listening to that song by themselves at home? Just like,
they played that song. This is true for a bunch of baboons eating bananas, and they threw it out. They put it over in the trash. They walked it over. No, you know what? I don't think I want to make fun of that song. We might feel differently about it. I think it might be artistically, you can't defy that it somehow gets laid down. In the, it's like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. You can start hating it, but I think if you leave an imprint, I don't know.
Well, I feel like Grandma.
No, I'm wrong.
Yeah, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer at least is his own narrative.
It is.
Like, that's, I mean, that's.
Can I tell you something? The reason I'm not editing what I'm saying, being very clear, is because I know with music, I could see why people think, yeah, you could say, well, if it's, but I know what's.
Because all he's doing is referencing a TV character.
It doesn't have to be respected. It can just be, okay, it became a popular
song. No, that's totally novelty, yeah.
But I can listen to it and still.
Oh, no, it's great. I love it.
No, well, you know what song I do like, though? Hey, who wrote, be honest with me, come here. Hey, no bits to George Stephanopoulos. Who wrote the hot dog song?
To George Wynn?
Yeah.
They might be giants.
All right.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog.
Asshole.
So we're looking for a new sound guy.
I thought I was the biggest jerk on the show tonight. But everybody, I guess
I got to do it right in front of you, and that sort of hurts. We are looking for a new sound person. If anybody
knows how to do the board.
Okay, listen.
Give him one chance. One more
chance. Email John.
Email John, and he'll sift through them and find the best person. He's so professional that I bet he even hires a good person.
John Wagner, 1991 at Gmail.
Who wrote the song?
They Might Be Giants.
All right.
Fired.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity.
Who wrote the song? Seriously, be honest.
They Might Be Giants.
Hot dog, hot dog.
All joking aside, who wrote it?
They Might Be Giants.
Seriously, tell me one more. Say it. Just say it. Spit it out. You'll feel good. Get off your chest.
They Might Be Giants.
Four cheers, hot dog.
Be an adult.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Don't walk around.
You're going to lose your job. And you know what? When you and Rosemary are living in the street because you didn't know how to do your job, you're going to lose this job. Honestly.
I'm so disrespectful.
Why are you so disrespectful?
Kick your mom out of her house.
Yeah.
Well, and everyone knows this job is what's keeping you and your mom off living on the streets.
Yes. What's wrong?
I'm telling you, the better the better.
No, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry.
They Might Be Giants.
No.
Like, is this like performance art? Is he doing like a bit?
Grab my
he's acting like he's in pain, but he's still doing the same thing.
He's upset.
He's telling the same lie.
I think he's really upset. No.
He doesn't get what we're saying.
Look, stop. Everybody stop attacking him. John Byrne Wagner.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the name of the song?
The artist who wrote the song.
What is the artist who wrote the song? Stop being silly.
They Might Be Giants.
You know, some people you can't help.
Some people can't. Dude, what's that thing? You got to help yourself to one help.
Yeah. No, you can't help someone that doesn't want to be helped.
You can't help somebody that doesn't want to get help.
Yeah.
You can certainly lead them down that path. Maybe push him into the therapist's office with a brick.
But yeah, you can't. You can lead the horse to water, but you can't make it drink it.
That's why they say those sayings, because they're true.
So, knowing that, John, what was the name of the band that performed?
What is the name of the hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog?
They Might Be Giants.
All right,
asshole. right. I'm choking to death.
Gross. Oh, I have water.
Oh, I have water. Wow.
I need water to survive.
Oh, look at me. H2O.
Oh, it's in a glass bottle.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Most people
have
to drink from the tap.
Oh, my goodness. Some people. Oh, wow.
Look at my mom.
I was happy to drink from the hose when I had
it available.
Wow.
More like water, please.
In my day, we used to drink
from
the hose.
You think this is what do you think of this jingle here?
John Wagner.
I like that.
I
don't like it.
Not the best. I think it's cool.
Well, everybody has their own opinions. Not my favorite.
You know him from the podcast in for Katie Levine. Doing the production, if you know what I mean.
Aristotle does a great job.
Yeah, no, Aristotle, yeah, for sure. Aristotle,
very professional. Does the sound. Does the
it's actually
chords,
really impressive because not only does he do the Todd Glass show, but he also does a lot of other podcasts, and all of them come out just sounding like really clean and crisp. Like,
the podcast in 4K, the beat, doing the production, if you know what I mean.
For 24 days, I've been hanging out with Aristotle.
Oh, yeah, Aristotle. No, totally Aristotle. I really know him. Yeah, you know. And on the other thing, too, is he has interest beyond podcasts. And
sometimes
like,
he'll read a poem.
Really fun that I follow. And I think you should
follow. Oh, now you're talking. O-H-L-S-E-N for some reason.
Wow. Oh, yeah, Eric Olson. I know Eric Olson. Yeah,
the Todd Glass Show, man. It's really, we're new branding. This is what people can
don't
expect.
Don't touch a dial. Keep it right where it's set to. Something big coming up on your screen. Just settle back and relax. Well, you're sure gonna get a whole lot of singing, a whole lot of laughing, a whole lot of loving.
Pa pa boop, pa 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 da da da. All right, we gotta go in for the close.
To George Carlin, you know what song I miss?
What?
That I shouldn't miss, but I do. Is the
I'll play.
Oh, Curly Shuffle.
Oh, if you can find that, we can close with it and just all get stupid with it. Is that bad to say? What? No, what did I do wrong? You're making a face. Be honest.
My uncle was stupid.
Well, I didn't mean, yeah, you know
a minute,
what?
I'm stupid.
I know that that's not the word that gets trouble, but I could do with it. Say it.
No,
it's
fine.
All get silly. No, right?
That's an acceptable word.
Well, you can do
no
without
idea.
It.
That's
a, I'd rather not create a gray area. Somebody technically, they
do. You remember what it was called?
Yeah, I came down with stupidity.
It's called, hold on, let's try to think of it. Let's see. Guys,
it
we're
might be Mumble Song.
No, it's called, there's a name for it. The Euro. It's all. Is there any? If any, John.
Come on.
Stop. Seriously, John.
John.
No. Stop it, John. Seriously, it's okay. It was called something Euro. Something. Stop it, John. John. Oh, my God. I'm not even going to argue. You know what? I'm not going to. I think when I tell him not to do it, it's probably his last. I tend to do things that work for me.
Someone could tweet at the Todd Glass Show.
He probably has. I'm not doing him a favor. He's got another month until I find somebody else. Yeah, some days I hope that he learns his lesson, but I leave it in because I used to edit this stuff out if somebody did a big mistake like this. I get it why people go, Todd would edit this out if he didn't think it was content that was worthy of a show. You can't play it ironically and act like there's some bit within a bit. So take it out if you're so embarrassed.
Well, yeah, we're
and
beyond people, meta humor at this point.
And then he goes to somewhere else, and I've hidden a part of him.
Yeah.
So they hire him. They think he's great. I go, oh, no, you don't know the famous fart drops? That he used to sit and make horrendous fart drops? And the grossest type of comedy, the word I don't like? That I have to say that word makes me feel like I'd rather not have freedom of speech. John, it's called, what's the name of the song? What's the name of the song? It's called Euro Dance. You have it? It's not dance. I just said
how's he
it.
Talking and farting at the same time?
Well, no, he's dropped. They're drops, most of them. He does the thing.
I wonder how he can talk and fart at the same time.
Yeah, people can.
Yeah,
I thought he was doing it with his mouth. That's disgusting.
No, he does. No.
I can fart and eat at the same time.
He does.
Whoa, that's impressive.
Oh, why would you?
Nice. We compliment Aristotle.
Whoa,
that's very nice.
That's well, cool.
Well, sure. Yeah,
we're going over to your house.
Okay, I want to think of this song. I want to think of this song.
Oh, that's disgusting. Come
on, as long as you're happy. it's called... I keep thinking if we sing it, that someone's going to call in.
Someone's
going to
call in.
I swear to God. I mean, to George Carlin, I have think like, well, we'll just talk about it like on radio, and then someone will call in.
Well, Todd, just sing it.
I can't. Something's telling me it's going to be... See, I can sing. Hey,
is this Henry Phillips?
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Let me.
No.
No. Already I can tell you.
No.
Jerry Lewis is on the phone. Jerry, hello.
What?
How you doing today?
No.
What do you enjoy about Vegas?
Jerry, I have a question.
All of it.
If I go to Vegas, what can I expect would happen there?
Nothing.
What do you mean? Nothing happens in Vegas?
No.
How long have you been in Vegas?
35 years.
And then, so you do an act there, right?
No. Sometimes, but no.
Like, when you do an act in Vegas, what happens?
Nothing, but a little bit. But also nothing.
All right, Jerry, thanks for calling in.
No.
Jerry, I love your movies.
No.
Can I tell you something, Jerry?
Why? Why?
Because I respect you, and I'm trying to do a good interview that you'd be proud of.
Not for this.
What's your favorite question to get?
All of them.
All of them. Every one.
What was Vegas used to be, like a shitty ghost town?
What happens there?
Yes.
What were the entertainers? They all hung out at night and talked?
No.
Were you friends with Don Rickles?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
What?
Who?
Where?
What was the name of that band that sung the Stop Me Up?
They might be skinny.
They might be giants.
They might be skinny blokes from England.
You keep a surgeon when I own the beer.
Bye.
I think I found this song.
Let me hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, oh. No, but we'll deal with this for a while. I wouldn't mind closing with this. It's a fun song. No, I don't know if we're going to be able to find it because I have a cold. Stop it. Please stop it. Please stop it. Please stop it. Please stop that. Honestly. John. Oh, my God.
Hi, is this Todd?
Yeah, who? Is this Jerry Lewis?
No, this is Rick over at your Helpful Honda Dealers. How's it going?
John, stop that seriously. John.
Hi, is this Todd?
Yes, hi.
Hi, we heard you have a podcast?
Yeah, I needed a foam microphone cover for it.
Oh, cool.
For one of the mics.
Well, we couldn't afford that, but we partnered with our friends over to...
That's ruining the bit. It
at podcastjingles.com, and we got you 35 different fart jingles. Would that help your podcast?
I guess it would. I hate to admit it, but yes, thank you.
All right, well, happy Honda Days, Todd.
Thank you very much. We team with the people over at Fake Farts. I'm saying a word I hate. We have that. We just stopped using it. We have it. We stopped using it because we just realized we could do it. Because in the beginning, we were using the app for the fart app. This is what my show's turned into.
No, we're better than
don't
this.
Do it again, honestly. Do not do it again, honestly.
Oh, guys, I just had an accident.
Okay, what do you honestly, you thought that Trump was going to lose, so you might not be always right. Now, what if you're wrong that this bit is horrible? What if I shouldn't be doing it? Are you pretty sure it's okay? Because I really trust your compass.
Well, I think that's part of it.
All right, come on. I'm serious.
I think most people understand the absurdity of it. Like, that's why they're listening to Todd Glass Show in the first place.
How do you get him to stop it, though? Isn't that the main thing?
Well, yeah, like,
that's horrible.
At a certain
it's
point,
nauseating.
You need to stop
it.
Like,
oh,
no
put
jokes,
a cork in it. It's making me sick.
No joke's funny when you do it, like, too
long.
Yeah,
but it's cork in your butt.
Thank you. It's one thing if you have a joke that's not funny, that's not making you also nauseous. Like, he could be doing a bit where he coughed over you know, a ridiculous amount, like, as a bit. Okay, the guy, a coughing guy. That's not going to make you nauseous, the cough. It's just
what about vomiting?
Blah, blah.
We should...
Guys, I have a problem, and I wish you wouldn't bring it to attention. I have irritable bowel syndrome.
We're going in for the close. I always know how to take a show and... the Todd Glass Show going in for the close. I know what the fuck I'm doing. This show's so good, you're going to want to suck your own guts out. You keep saying you've got something for me. You feel like you're getting shit done to you. Whatever you like. Sorry, I don't have the show. Let me say goodbye.
Well, didn't you have one last round of Jay Leno telling you what kind of car he has?
Yeah, I have a 19. It's a dachshund. It's a golden retriever. Jay, that's not a dog. Yeah, it can pull a cart.
Well, John, you had one, right?
It's a 1932 boat.
I'll tell you, my mother. Listen, I want to say God bless everybody. You've been great. What? Yeah.
It's a 1948.
It's a 1923 Wiener Schnitzel.
It's a 1944 Smoogie Doodle. A 1965 Hipton Dimpty.
It's a 1931. It's a 2070
spaceship. Hey, hey, hey. What is it?
It's a 2070 spaceship. It's a Tesla.
It's a Tesla.
It's a 1942 facelift.
It's a Prius.
That's what I was. George Carlin, that was going to be my next one.
It's a 2010 Toyota Prius. It's a 1999 Everybody Loves Raymond.
It's a 2014 Civic.
It's a 1925 I Think I Lost My Mind.
It's a 1616 Schmickton Clankton.
It's a 365 BC Trojan horse.
Are you still having a
cat? It's a 4444 Dupin' Loopy.
It's a 1950 fraud.
It's a guy with a wheelbarrow.
It's a 1933 Please Help Me.
It's a girl with a bucket of water in her head in Africa.
It's a 1966 I cover for other gaps in my life with purchasing material goods.
It's a...
Oh, it's a 1944 Ford.
It's a two wheels with the shit on it.
I used to live in that car.
It's a 2016 my house. Oh, it's a boop 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 boop.
It's a 1944
It's a whoop 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 whoop. Oh my God, are we turning into the Curly Show?
Oh my God, look at the crowd, look at the crowd, look at the heat.
Hey Mo.
Hey Mo, well me and my friends, we go out on town. There used to be a guy with a song parody. Me and my friends, we go out on the town. We don't pick up girls, they only get us down. We do the homo shuffle. That was a parody. Hey, look at the girls. Look at the girls.
Is that real?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I thought the Curly Shuffle's the worst song of all time.
I feel bad. I used to recommend he did it. It says what happens in comedy. Could that ever be the perfect example of that? The reason that I asked somebody once why there were so many racist, sexist song parodies. And they said because it made it more digestible. And then I think of the line that said, is your joke normalizing oppression? So then it really is because you're really making it digestible. That's the most dangerous part.
You're laughing it off.
Yeah, whether it's big or whether it's small. So it's like funny. Like in some of those songs, I would ask them to do them. And there was one after another. And there was one guy specifically that did song parodies that was really good.
Do they still work?
Kevin Sullivan was really good. But there were a lot of, you know, but like Rob Bartlett, I've said many times on the show. And by the way, I think it's important to go before I judge. There is no judgment at the level of that I would ask them to do some of them. You know, you don't realize, you know, that you're like, oh, wow, that, you know, you're like that song. There's a path to the damage that even mild, funny, you know, like. But then when I say it, I was getting ready to look at the crowd. Look, we do the homo shuffle. It's like, oh my God, an audience is ha ha. That's why I go, they weren't animals. You think, well, why would you preface that? Well, because they weren't. They were probably really nice people that just seemed like, well, that's not that bad.
Well, and they're preconditioned with the already horrible song that is the Curly Shuffle.
Well, the Curly Shuffle at least was nice. Well, I didn't like the Three Stooges ever anyway. I told this many times on the show.
Who?
The Three Stooges. Three Stooges.
Oh, they might be Stooges?
Don't talk about them like that.
The Three Stooges. Because they were mean to each other.
No, they were three smart guys who had an ear for rude. Comedy and how it worked. Like, yeah, that's kind
they
of
were mean to each other.
What were they called again?
Am I saying it wrong?
Quick, you're at the border. What's your name?
Three Stooges. What are they called? Are they called? What are they called?
No, the first time you Larry said it, you Curly said Stoogents.
No, oh, I probably just said it sloppy. Three Stooges. Stoogents. Oh,
that's rude.
But anyway, they the Mo guy with the brown hair was yelling at them all the time, and he wasn't so smart himself.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy always was yelling at them. What do you do so great ever?
Oh, so he was like a stooge?
Well, I didn't like it. If that's what you call it. Well,
No,
but he acted like he was the cool one. I'm the one who gets it. Oh, really? Then why do you hang out with them? Why don't you go off on your own?
They're brothers.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess they, you know what?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
I guess maybe. Now I can listen to it with a new understanding. Me and my friend go out on the town. We don't pick up girls. They only get us down.
Go out of the town. We can't sit still. We can't sit down. We don't like to fight, and we don't like to scuffle. But we dance all night doing the curly shuffle. Hey, Mo!
Hey, Mo! This is not how we're closing. This is not how we're closing. What if Paul F. Tompkins listens to the show? Hey, Paul, are you listening? If Paul listens to this part of the show.
Loving it.
Hey, remember Paul? Remember Ray in the back of the room?
We love Curly's brother Shemp and his fan club Joe. It's such a delight to boogie and hustle.
We dance all night doing the curly shuffle.
Hey Mo, hey Mo, hey Mo.
All right, that's our show, everybody. Why not, right? Everybody's dancing around.
Nice guy.
Yeah. John Brandwagner's dancing around with a chair. Chad Denick is really committing and dancing as well. Duncan is doing some sort of pirate dance, and I'm loving it. Aristotle's playing the drums. Eric Olsen's moving his hands around with his glasses on sideways, like the dumb mayor from New York used to do, that fucking nice person.
Well, me and my friends, we all love to see comedy classics on late night TV. Those knuckleheads.
I don't think you can not listen anymore because we're just playing a song. We'll be interrupting you with funny anecdotes.
Hey, Mo.
We're back again, checking if you're still there.
Look at the crowd.
And Johnny, we will let you go to close, offering some kind words to whoever needs them, and that is how we will ride this show into the beautiful,
all right,
friendly seas.
Well, I know it's a weird time for all of us, but we got to remember, we're all still here, we're all still waking up, and we all still get to experience each other. And every single day is a treasure. And I think it's important to remember that. Because sometimes we lose sight and think too much about the future, think too much about the past. And we don't really appreciate what we have right now. And the magic of every single moment. So that being said, when you get up tomorrow morning, take a couple seconds and remember, you're special. And your time here is special. So try and make something special out of it.
Eric is whispering into Johnny's ear.
Oh, and also. Do the curly shuffle. Nyak, 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 nyak. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Goodbye. That's it. We just closed. Duncan, is this the end of the show? I think I have one thing we could play to end the show. You think this is the right way? Thank you, everybody. Aristotle. Johnny Colorado.
Hot dog, hot dog.
Hot diggity dog. Duncan Carey. Eric Olson. John Brad Wagner.
Hot dog.
Aristotle!
Hot dog!
It's the Todd Glass Show. Hot diggity dogging all over your face.
Start a parade. Get the coconut trumpet for
hey, way, if you're listening to this show with somebody for the first time, I hope you found a way to enjoy it. Otherwise, this relationship, it's not probably going to last. And I wanted to. I wanted to. I don't think that's cool. So just try to listen to some old shows and see if you can find something about us you like. Don't judge us on this show, because if you love the person that made you listen to this show, last week was a good
one.
Well, then wait till next week's episode, too. Next week's episode, like, if you thought this was good,
everybody makes mistakes.
This is ramping up.
Don't let it, don't think, well, and, you know, and maybe.
So this ended up being
our curling. And this is already really great. Like, oh, you can ramp this up.
Yeah, don't try to listen to it, like, negatively. Like, if you're looking to not like the show, I could see why you wouldn't.
Just
totally.
Imagine
and
this time
show.
10, though.
Started out pretty good.
But, yeah. Started out pretty good. Here. I mean, I'm
you
not
And then you have, like, a whole archive of things that are as good, if not as good.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to nip some of the fat
we
out of
we had fun doing it.
Hot dog! Hot dog! Hot diggity dog! My tooth is loose.
They might be giants.
Oh, come on. Hot diggity dog!
Thank you.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.